Well, it's 5:45 now, orphan Annie time and Ovaltine time again. But now, here's something especially important for every single one of orphan Annie's radio friends. So attention, everybody, please. Remember way last year when Annie had that wonderful set of magic transfer pictures specially made up while she was out west on Daddy Warbuck's Flying W Ranch? They were one of the most popular gifts that Annie ever offered, and thousands of her radio friends sent in for them. And now, just the other day, Annie discovered she has a few more sets of those pictures left, and you can get a set absolutely free if you're drinking your Ovaltine regularly and send in to Annie right away. But first, let me tell you how thrilling these orphan Annie magic transfer pictures are. They're real decalcomania transfers. And listen to the magic way they work. You just dip one of these pictures in water and press it face down wherever you want it to stick. And then, when you slide the paper away, presto changeo, a beautiful picture suddenly appears in 8 bright, beautiful colors, right where you want it. What's more, it's not just one picture you get. Annie sends you a whole set. You get 8 different pictures of people who were in Annie's adventures last year out west on the Flying W Ranch. And everybody's name is spelled right out on the picture. First of all, there's a picture of little orphan Annie herself in her big sombrero hat. Next, there's a picture of Joe Corncastle in his cowboy clothes with chaps and spurs. What's more, there are pictures of Mr. and Mrs. Silo and good old Sandy. And there's a picture of Lieutenant Rudder, the aviator who was a friend of Annie's out west. Besides that, you get pictures of the two villains who were stealing Daddy's cattle from the Flying W Ranch. A picture of Don Manuel, the mean ranch owner, and a picture of the mysterious Red Wolf, the leader of the cattle thieves who disguised himself in a long red cloak and wolf's head. That's 8 pictures in all, remember. But that's only half of the story. Just listen to all the things you can do with these magic pictures. You can put them on your wagon or your bike, or on your doll buggy or baseball bat. And then, instead of just having an ordinary buggy or bat, it will be an orphan Annie buggy or a Joe Corncastle bat. You can even transfer them to your arm like tattoo marks. Only these pictures are perfectly harmless, and you can wash them off later if you want. Or you can stick these pictures on the outside of drinking glasses and make a whole set of special orphan Annie glasses for yourself. Boy, there's just no end to all the fun you can have with a set of these magic pictures. And best of all, remember, Annie sends them to you absolutely free if you're drinking your Ovaltine regularly every day. Because here's all you do. Just print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper and say you want Orphan Annie's magic pictures. And then send it in, together with one Ovaltine aluminum seal from under the lid of a can of Ovaltine. Mail it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. That's all you do. And then Annie will send you the whole set of free magic transfer pictures just as fast as she can. But understand, Annie has only a small quantity of these magic transfer pictures. And after that small supply is gone, we won't be able to get any more. And so, it's going to be first come, first served. And that means you'll want to write in this very night to make sure of getting your set free. Just take out that aluminum seal from a can of Ovaltine and send it in together with your name and address to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. This is the only time we're going to tell you about it on the radio. So get busy and send in this very night. But now, let's see what's happening to Annie. Mr. Silo, you know, received a telegram from his long-lost brother, Jed, asking Mr. Silo to come to him at once. While Mr. Silo was getting ready, Mr. Silo suddenly decided that she would go, too. And here are the two of them together in the bedroom, getting their clothes packed for the journey. Mr. Silo's talking.
Land, thank you all. I don't know as I ever been so touched in my whole life as I was when you said as how you weren't going to let me go off by myself.
Well, I'm not, Paul.
My goodness, kind of got me hearing you talk that way.
We ain't never been separated in all our lives for much longer than it takes the clock to tick, and I can't see any reason for starting now.
Never can I, Ma, never can I. I reckon the years have brought us closer together, every one of them.
Well, mercy me to goodness. That's what years are for, Pa, to make folks closer and more tender and more understanding. Say, standing here talking like this isn't getting us any dud pack.
That suitcase on the bed looks mighty full, Ma.
It's full, right up the bursting.
I'll tell you what you can do, Ma. That's their woolen underwear, mind you insist on taking it along. Well, it's awful. Volcano takes up an awful lot of room. Now, if you just took that out, there'd be a lot more place to put your things.
There you go, Pa. Mercy sakes, I knew you'd have some sort of idea about that underwear. I swear to goodness. Don't you know that's really the only reason I'm going along? Just to see what you do wear those woolens.
Oh, Ma. Don't you know summer's coming and we're going south? I'm not going to need any woolens down there.
My goodness, Byron. Seems to me you're being awful stubborn about this. Didn't I hear you say this town where we're going is on the Mississippi River?
Of course it is, Ma. Joe looked it up when his joggers in there. It is on the river in the spring.
I thought so. And that's why you're taking the woolens, Pa.
I still don't see.
Well, land sakes, if our little river here that runs through Simmons Corners can be as damp as it is, just think of how damp one of those biggest rivers in the world's going to be. And remember, you're such a rheumatism, Pa. We're going to take them woolens. Now, for mercy's sake, let's let this be an end to the matter.
Oh, all right.
I'm just looking out for your own good, Pa.
I know it, Ma. It's right, sweetheart. Only I do know them woolens are going to itch down there in Mississippi. With that there suitcase full to bursting like it is, it just seems to me
that... Now, don't be worrying about that suitcase, too, Pa. I got that all fixed.
Fixed? What do you mean, Ma?
I mean, I got a way of carrying all our things.
Great snake. What's all that right?
Well, I guess it's only Walter Bloom, Pa.
Walter Bloom?
Is that you, Walter?
It's me, Miss Sallow.
Well, come right up as fast as you can. And try not to knock too much of the wallpaper off the wall.
Well, I'm coming. When, take a life, he's a bringing that old trunk from the barn.
What's he bringing the trunk?
Well, Ma, when I wanted him to get it before, you said I didn't need it.
Both of us are going along now, Pa. Besides, I guess I can change my mind if I want to.
Here, Walter, let me give you a hand.
Thanks, Mr.
Sallow. Put it right down here in the middle of the floor. Now, here, help me get the lid open, will you, Walter?
Sure, that won't be no trouble. That is.
Ma, my wedding takes a life. When I thought of taking this joke, you said it was too big. You said I wasn't going away forever and that I didn't need all that room.
But I'm going away with you. And besides, all the dresses and coats and hats and things I've got to take. You don't think I'm going to leave all my most precious things behind, do you?
Oh, what do you mean, most precious things?
I mean that vase, for one thing. Belonged to my mother, it did. And I don't intend to leave it here to maybe get broke while I'm gone. Hand it here, will you, Walter? I'll just wrap it up safe in this petticoat.
Oh, here you are.
Thanks. Now, Walter, will you hand me that clock there from the wall?
The clock, Ma? Well, are you going to take that cuckoo clock?
I sure am. My gracious, it belonged to my father, and it wouldn't seem like home unless I had it along with me. Hand it here, will you, Walter?
Sure. My goodness, it's going off.
That's pretty good. Mrs. Sallow certainly isn't going to leave any of her precious things behind, is she? But say, while Mr. and Mrs. Sallow are having such a time getting their things packed, Annie and Joe have been having a time, too, and don't think they haven't been busy. Because they have mighty busy. And here they are now, running through the sunlight across the fields toward the silo house as fast as they can go. Listen, here's Joe.
Shucks, Annie, do we have to go so fast?
We want to get this done, Joe, don't we?
Of course we do. But gosh, if we're all out of breath, we won't be able to argue so well.
Don't you worry about that. Every minute we save will give us that much more time.
Shucks, Annie, how are we going to go about this?
Go about it? Why, this is miserable. We'll go and straighten the house and present our reasons.
I know, but will they listen?
Mrs. Sylar will. Jumping grasshoppers, she's been so upset and excited about this whole thing, she hasn't really had a chance to think about us. Come on, Joe. Let's get up the steps and inside there.
All right. I'll get the door in. Shucks. There's nobody here in the kitchen.
They must be upstairs. Mrs. Sylar! Oh, Mrs. Sylar!
It's Annie. Here we are, Annie, up here. Come right up.
All right, Mrs. Sylar. Come on, Joe.
Well, land sakes, I was beginning to wonder where you children were.
We've been all right, Mrs. Sylar. Listen, Mrs. Sylar.
What is it, child?
I've been thinking, and, well, I don't want to seem like any trouble, but while you and Mrs. Sylar were away, what's going to happen to me?
I declare to goodness. Knocked me right clean down on the bed again.
My Annie.
Now, don't get excited, Ma.
I'm not excited, but land sakes alive. Annie can't stay here in this house alone. Whatever came over me that I didn't think of it before?
My goodness. Don't tell me we got on track this here big trunk again.
I reckon Mrs. Wigglesworth would be glad to get Annie for a while, Ma.
Mrs. Wigglesworth? Mrs. Wigglesworth is a good woman and a good neighbor, Pa, and I love her. But really, she can't cook as good as I can, if I do say it. And I'd never think of leaving Annie where I wasn't sure she was going to get all she wanted to eat and the things she likes and needs.
I've got an idea, Mrs. Silo.
What, child?
Why not take Joe and me along with you?
Take you and Joe? What? Sakes alive, Annie.
Why not? We wouldn't be in the way, and then
But Joe's got a mother. Maybe Mrs. Corncastle wouldn't want to.
Oh, yes, she would, Mrs. Silo.
Uh-huh.
We just came from there. I asked my mother, and she says if Annie goes, I can go along with her. If you want to take me.
This looks like a plot. And this all fixed up you two, did it?
Well, we didn't see any harm in being ready, Mr. Silo.
No, it's impossible. We can't take you along.
Why not, Mr. Silo? Why?
Well, the school's going in, Annie. You've got to stay in school till the term's ended.
You know, our school lets out a lot earlier than the city school, anyhow. We've only got 2 weeks left.
And we went to our teacher, Miss Clinton. That's one of the places we just been. And here's a note she wrote for you.
A note?
For what to say, Pa?
Why, it says, Annie and Joel have done extra good work all year and have shown vast improvement. Their marks in all subjects are over 90. Think of it. And because of their good work, I could really spare them the last 2 weeks of the term. Isabel Clinton.
Over 90 in all subjects. My gracious, that's just splendid.
It certainly is. It certainly is.
How about it then? Can we go along?
Looks to me as if you children had thought of everything just like Ma with their woolen underwear.
Thank you, Betty. I had the time. Joe's Ma's permission and this letter from your teacher.
How about it, Ma? Can we go?
Go? Mercy me to goodness. The most precious things of all my belongings. Go? Of course they can go, Pa. I wouldn't go without them.
Boy, oh boy, you're right. Well,
hey, isn't that great? Annie and Joe are going along, too. And what do you think is waiting ahead for them? There's a lot can happen down there on that big Mississippi River, and a lot does. So just take a tip from me, and don't miss a single day with Annie from now on, because I'm telling you there are big adventures just ahead. And say, don't forget the good news I told you. You have another chance to get a set of Orphan Annie magic transfer pictures, absolutely free. Show Annie you're visiting your old team, and send in for the pictures right away. They're the same unusual decalcomania transfer pictures that Annie had made up for her radio friend when she was out west last year. They work like magic, and you can have lots of fun transferring these pictures to special things you own. And now, here's all you do to get them free. Just print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. And write on the piece of paper that you want Orphan Annie's magic pictures. Then mail it together with one aluminum seal from under the lid of a can of Ovaltine to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. That's all you do. And you certainly want to be here right on the dot tomorrow to be in on all the excitement when Annie and Joe leave Simmons Corners and the farm for big new adventures on the Mississippi River. Until tomorrow then, goodbye.